This is Poppin' Crap, episode 29. Welcome to episode 29 of Poppin' Crap. I'm Paul French, and today I have a stopwatch, and I'm not afraid to use it.
And I'm Scott Hollows, and I am currently on Atlantic time, so this is going to be quite the adventure.
Yeah. Well, for the folks, when someone says they're on Atlantic time, it means they're either still drunk or or heading toward it, so...
This could be both.
There you have it. There you have it.
Yeah, and I'm still an hour out of whack, and it's been a lovely 4 or 5 day vacation, and now I'm back, and we're going to try to get this one out on a nice, crisp, clean hour long episode tonight. So laugh along with me as we try to deliver that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this episode, we're going to do one of our we're going to do one of the randomly generated years of Flashbackitude. So, So Scott is going to roll the dice.
Quantum repeat. And boom. I've got 71. Have we done the 70s too often?
Were you alive in 1971?
I was not alive in 1971. Good catch. Thank you for doing the math on that.
Yes.
All right. I just rolled 76. This is ridiculous.
All right. So there we go. 1976 okay. It is.
Well, this should be a lot of blind guessing. I was 3. So I'll work the pad and paper. Yeah. And you tell me what the answers are.
I was 6, so I don't know that I'll be much better off. I mean, there's a few... Actually, there's a few that I'll be completely wrong about, because I was just going to say, like, oh, Jaws, but that was 75. Oh, Star Wars was 77, so...
See, we're all over the map.
Yes. Right. Everything happened on different years from where we're at. But let's start off by, I guess, guessing at some movies.
76.
Okay.
1976. All right. Let's see. So, as you pointed out, what did you just say was one that was 75?
It was Jaws. Yeah.
Jaws.
Yeah.
So, we're in a post-Jaws world. How quickly did Jaws get followed by Close Encounters of the Third Kind? Is that 80s?
Close Encounters was 78.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, barring that... we're pre-Star Wars, when was American Graffiti?
That's an excellent question. One, I think it was like 74 or something like that. I think it was earlier.
Well, apparently there were no movies in 1976.
Oh, no. There were
a bad year.
There were a couple that I do remember, because this was the bicentennial.
Good way to look at it.
Right, the U.S. Bicentennial. And so I can only think of, like, what were my parents talking about at the time? We went on we went to New York City on a family vacation that summer. And so I often think of, like, what are some of the things that they were talking about? But also, what did I see on the back of comic books? And that's really what it came down to is what was showing up in on the back of comic books. So one movie that I know for sure was 1976 is Rocky.
I was going to ask about Rocky. That's excellent. All right, Rocky. Who was up against Rocky at the Oscars?
Oh God, I.
When was things like The Deer Hunter?
I feel like that was a little bit later, because I think I was more aware of things at the time.
Okay. What about Deliverance?
Let's put it on there. I don't know.
Deliverance makes the list.
Yeah. Yeah, see? So where lies okay. So Saturday Night Fever would have been the following year, which means that John Travolta would have been in a little movie called Carrie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was like a year or so before, because that was the first, I think that was the first movie he did. I think there was a Bubble Boy movie or something like that that he did, but he did Carrie and then Saturday Night Fever right after that.
And then Grease?
Grease would have been 78, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because someone was just talking the other day about how it was the 40th anniversary of Grease. Nice. Yeah, so... okay, so yeah, so Carrie, and you kind of hit on the right thing there, because now I'm starting to think of, like, what did I sort of see up against that? So All the President's Men would have been then.
Oh.
So that's Redford and Hoffman and Jason Robards, I think. And so I'm gonna go out and just do some sort of crazy guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Logan's Run.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Again, purely because I think the comic book series came, because there was a TV series shortly after the movie. Because
mm-hmm.
the movie would have been the one with, like, Peter Ustinov, Michael York as Logan. And, like, Farrah Fawcett was in it. Mm-hmm. And then there was the TV series, which had Gregory Harrison as Logan. And mm-hmm. and so that would have been, like, 77, 78, somewhere around there. And the and so I remember this being in comics, like, Marvel did a Logan's Run series. So, see, I was thinking Marathon Man, but that must have been either earlier or later, because I've just basically, you know, knocked off a movie with Hoffman and a movie with Olivier. So that means that they were probably a bit busy.
So I'm trying to think of comedies. Like, are we in a... It's too early for Cannonball Run, but where are we on Smoking the Bandit?
Oh, it's an excellent question. I'm not sure. Like, it's
I feel like we watched it a couple years ago at the cottage, and we realized it was the anniversary of its release that weekend.
Then put it,
and so I'm. I want it on there just for...
Let's get it on there.
There. So, Smokey.
Let's get it on there.
When was the Bad News Bears?
I'm thinking like 77, 78.
Okay.
Again, I just felt like I was more... Like, I'm thinking of things that I remember as an adult. But I remember that movie as a kid. But we're not far off it, I think.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, because I'm just thinking of... yeah, maybe you're right.
All right, I'll throw it down.
Yeah.
Bears.
Yeah, let's not leave it.
We're guessing. We're guessing.
Oh, God, yeah.
We haven't rolled this one out. We think this might be it.
Oh, Network. Way. Network.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yes, yes, because there was a whole thing with... because what's it? Peter Finch won the Oscar posthumously.
Okay.
For that movie, and he died sort of early 77, and which I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's fantastic. Like basically the entire a big chunk of that first episode of Studio 60 owes everything to Network.
Oh, you know, I remember the
they even referenced it during, because you kind of can't not.
What about all those disaster movies? Wasn't there like Airplane 76 or wasn't that one of the Airplane 76 or wasn't that a thing? And what about like Towering Inferno?
Those, yeah, let's put those down. Those would have been around that time. Like, between 76 and 78, I gotta say.
Okay. Towering Inferno. And
yeah.
Airport, I think. Isn't it Airport? 76? Isn't that a thing? Something like that. Actually had years on it.
Yeah, yeah, no, I that sounds right. Or an Earth, maybe Earthquake 76 and... Yeah, because I seem to think that what about Taxi Driver?
Oh, there you go. Like that. That's good. I like that a lot. Taxi Driver.
Yeah, I just think again.
When was Cuckoo's Nest? That was later, wasn't it?
Oh, it can't have been that much later. Well, The Shining would have like. I don't think the book was out yet, so the movie was like 19. I think the movie The Shining was 1980, and I'm trying to remember if that was before or after. Like if that was before or after.
We're talking the TV movie.
What?
You said The Shining.
Yeah, the one with Jack Nicholson.
Oh right, the original. Yeah. Sorry.
Like, I think that was 1980.
Yeah, I reversed and went with the TV one first.
Yeah, the TV one was, like, 1998, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that backwards.
ish. I'm going to be honest, I don't have much more gas in the tank on movies.
I didn't know, Bruce Lee doing anything around then? Enter the Dragon or anything like that?
Pushing Up Some Daisies, I believe, by that time. Yeah, I think...
All right.
And actually, you know what?
Believe a Man Could Fly. Is it 78?
78, yeah. 78. So Star Wars would have come out 77, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to TV.
It's a solid list, but I have high confidence in a lot of those, but it's certainly not a thorough list like we've seen in the past.
It is not. Yeah.
TV.
All right, so
MASH still running wild at that point.
MASH is still running, absolutely. It ran ran through most of the 70s. All in the Family would have still been going. Obviously, as we mentioned, Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yes,
would have been on because this was around when we would have had Travolta leaving, which means that other shows on at the time would have been Happy Days, The Muppet Show.
Right.
Barney Miller.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to think if Laverne and Shirley had started yet. Yes, it had to have, because Mork and Mindy started in 78, and it was the second Happy Days spinoff.
Okay.
And I remember the Muppet Show because I remember going to swimming lessons when I was in grade one and someone saying, "Have you seen the Muppet Show? It's the greatest thing ever." I have this vivid memory of that being how I found out about the Muppet Show. So, Sanford and Son.
Oh, wow.
Good Times would have still been on. $6 Million Man.
Right.
One Day at a Time. I'm thinking of all the things that I watched in reruns.
Was Alice about then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely Alice. Yes. That it's funny you say it. I thought I'd already said it, but you're right. I didn't.
Maude? Is she still spun off of All in the Family at that point?
I would think so.
And then does that mean the Jeffersons?
The Jeffersons started in 75.
Okay.
Because it ran 10 years.
It's too early for WKRP.
Yeah.
Charlie's Angels?
Yeah. Yeah, Fairy Years, yeah. It's
too early for... I think it's too early for the Dukes of Hazzard.
Hawaii 5-0 would have still been on because it ran up until 1980. Chico and the Man would have been on at the time.
Right.
Here's one that you will have never heard of.
Okay.
I only remember this because I only ever saw one episode of it. And I always regretted it because it got canceled and I never got to see it again. It turns out it didn't run for very long. But that would be Holmes and Yo-Yo. So I'm absolutely certain that was 76 because it was a big thing. I'm finding it easier for these because I've seen something where they talked about, or read an article where they talked about, you know, great shows of the bicentennial year sort of thing.
Okay.
So other things that would have been on still, Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, okay.
Did I mention $6 Million Man?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, I should mention it again. He's very important.
What about Rockford Files? The right time for that?
It had to be because I think it ran a long time, did it not?
Okay.
It would have started sort of earlier 70s, but it ran through to at least 1980.
Okay. What about St. Elsewhere? That was 80s, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that started 81, 82.
No Hill Street Blues until the 80s?
Yeah, Hill Street Blues was 1981. Or maybe a bit earlier, but not much earlier.
Right. What about Barney Jones or Macmillan and Wife?
Or Columbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta think that's a thing.
When was Mary Tyler Moore? Is she later than that?
I don't know. She ran, I think the bulk of, I don't know. Cause when did they do, Rhoda wasn't like that was 70s, wasn't it?
I don't know if that had started by then or not.
Yeah. Let's throw Mary Tyler Moore in there. That sounds,
okay.
It sounds right to me.
I love it.
And one other one I'm thinking of is there would be the Waltons.
Oh, yeah.
And there was also Family.
Nature Boy.
Yes, exactly. And Family, because it had a young Christy McNichol. And I remember that she'd been off the show for a bit by the time I saw it, when I was in the hospital when I was 8 around Christmas. Which would have been, and so she and her brother, Jimmy McNichol, had a Christmas special that aired, I think, maybe the same night as the Star Wars Christmas special, which I saw while I was in the hospital. Because I had a nasty case of bronchitis.
Yikes.
And I think that's all I've got.
I mean, Sesame Street would have been on the air at that point.
Yeah, Sesame Street, I think 74, maybe?
Yeah. And Saturday Night Live.
It started in 75, yeah. So it would have been in its second season. Yeah.
Okay, there's our TV list, I guess.
Yeah.
So there would have been Super Friends on Saturday morning.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Like the Croft Super Show that had things like, maybe that's a bit later. Croft Super Show might have been like 78. So yeah, maybe that was a little bit later.
Okay, that's TV. Let's music.
Music in 1976. Well, we were just breaking into disco.
Oh boy. So a little Gloria Gaynor here.
Yeah. So yeah, you would have had, and I have to think of like records that we had around the house. So like,
totally right.
Yeah, like so this would have been like ABBA, like Dancing Queen era.
Okay. Yeah. Blossom from them.
Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry. That would have been. I think so. McCartney would have been in Wings at the time.
Oh wow!
And I'm trying to think of what record that would have been. So I'm sorry. I'm just doing. I'm doing album math here. Band on the Run would have been like 75, I want to say. I can't think of which thing it is, but yeah, so ABBA would have been like Dancing Queen around this time. Sex Pistols came. They I think did their first release. Would have been God, like Anarchy in the UK would have come out sort of toward the end of 76.
Is this the right time to get Rod Stewart's disco fades as well?
Might actually be just a bit before. So you would have had like. Yeah, I think Do You Think I'm Sexy was 1977, but it would have been Tonight's the Night. This would have also been Hotel California came out that year.
Okay, yeah. Little Eagles.
Yeah, and so I'm just trying to think. I'm thinking Kiss would have put out Destroyer that year.
Okay. And Stones, what were they doing?
So again, counting backwards, Tattoo You was 1981. Emotional Rescue was like 79, 80. Maybe Some Girls. Yeah, I'm going to say Some Girls by the Stones. Maybe maybe Miss You would have been then.
All right. What was Roberta Flack doing in 76?
A lot of cocaine, I think.
What was she singing?
Would that have been I feel like Killing Me Softly was out a bit before that, but maybe not. Like it seems more sort of early 70s soul to me, but maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe it was in that sort of you know, the crux of you know, sort of the dawn of disco, as it were.
Oh, I was going to say, there's a crux here. Where's the crux? Okay.
Oh, the crux. Always with the crux. And I feel like this would have been around when Michael McDonald joined the Doobie Brothers, though I can't think of the name of the song at the time. It would have been Led Zeppelin would have put out Presence in 76, which is a much maligned Zeppelin album, but I think it's kind of awesome. And let's see, who else? Okay, so
why does it sound like you're clicking a mouse? What are you doing?
Wait
a minute, what's this mouse clicking?
It's making sure that things are recording.
Okay, all right, that's valid. You said in a very Mr. Cotter kind of way.
Yeah, exactly. So the Ron Palillo memorial AC/DC would have got their start that year.
Nice.
The first album that came, their first album was High Voltage, and so that would have been the one. I think they had a couple of albums before that in Australia, but that would have been their first sort of national release or multinational release.
Alrighty.
And now I'm like sitting there thinking of what's it called? It's the movie Dazed and Confused. So now I'm starting to think of that. So maybe Slow Ride by Foghat, Cherry Bomb by the Runaways, because that would have been around the time.
Yep, scribbling that one down
for them.
Cherry Bomb.
And yeah, that's all I got there.
What was Blondie up to?
I'm not. Would they have started by then? Maybe.
I don't know if that's too early for them or not.
Yeah, I know. I think they kind of broke through broke through in 77. So they had to have done something in 76. Oh, maybe the first Ramones record came out as well. Now that you've mentioned Blondie, because that they all came out of the same scene, so yeah, maybe the first Ramones album.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of what I got.
Yeah, it's a little before. What was Fleetwood Mac doing back then? Were they broken up already?
No. Back then, probably a lot of cocaine. I think they would have actually been working on Rumours at the time, because I believe it came out in 77.
Okay.
So I think they had an album out in 75. So Tusk came after Rumours. So before Rumours was, I think, like a self-titled album that would have been like 75 that had. Because Dreams was on Rumours, so maybe Rhiannon would have been on the self-titled album, which would have been out the year before. Having just finished the Tom Petty biography, I'm thinking, like, did he come? I think because his third album was 79. That was Damn the Torpedoes. So his first album would have been 76, 77-ish.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to say their first album was 76.
Okay.
And so that would have had like Breakdown, and that's the only one I can think of off the top of my head off that record.
Two that came to me during that period there, Neil Diamond and James Taylor. Either of them?
Well, they were certainly pretty active around then. I just don't know what would have come out in that particular year, because James Taylor would have started just a few years ahead of that, because in that sort of early 70s singer songwriter phase, and but not far off there. Like he was definitely still active, so I would assume he had something out. I'll be honest with you, I couldn't name one of his albums to save my life. not to be comfortable with, like, the, yeah, that's what it's called.
So if you don't have any more here, I'm going to propose we start looking for answers.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Should jump right into the movies again?
Okay.
So for those of you just joining us, this is the portion of the episode where we actually break out the internet and see what we can learn, what we can look up.
Yeah, so let's look at the I guess we'll start out looking at the Oscars for that year.
Sure, that's a good place
to begin. And you've got the list of stuff, so we can verify them, because I kind of like to do that this time.
Absolutely.
All right, so 1976 in film. Highest grossing films, Rocky. To Fly, A Star Is Born. That would have been the Kris Kristofferson Barbara Streisand version.
You seen the trailer for the remake?
I have indeed, yes. I'm interested in seeing it for sure. I like the, A Star Is Born has quite a history. I mean, there's been several versions of it, and there was one going back. Actually, Murray mentioned it on our Facebook page. The one that had Judy Garland in 1934.
Oh yeah,
and
it's weird when you mention that one.
That's a great one, because most people go with, because he was talking about the soundtracks, right? And right. So I had assumed, my assumption was that he was talking about the 1976 version, where the big song was Evergreen, written by Paul Williams, who many will remember from his great work with the Muppets. I mean, he's the guy who wrote freaking Rainbow Connection. Come on. Other movies in the top grossing, in the top 10 of that year, were All the President's Men. And that one was an easy one because, of course, they needed a couple of years to make the movie after the story ended in 74. The Omen.
Yeah.
Which I missed, yeah. In Search of Noah's Ark. I saw that. I remember seeing that at the theater. Good Lord. Like, I can't imagine how I saw that.
Yeah.
But I do remember seeing it, and it was this whole thing where they're like, looking for the alleged final resting place of the Ark. Good grief. Also that year, and this is kind of cool, Dino De Laurentiis came out with a remake of King Kong. With Jessica Lange in the Fay Wray role. Silver Streak, which was Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. The Enforcer, which was the third Dirty Harry movie.
Wow.
And Midway, I know nothing else about it. Charlton Heston, Henry Fonda. So clearly, the Battle of Midway. So not okay. Yeah, that makes more sense. All right, other movies.
Carrie, Rocky, All the President's Men, yeah. Taxi Driver, The Bad News Bears. That's a big stretch there where we nailed a bunch. All the
President's Men. Okay, so they're on there? Okay, great.
Carrie, yeah, they were all there. These are all ones that came up on Google right away.
What about, did you say Taxi Driver? Was that one of them?
Yes.
Okay, yep. So it was that year. That's, you know, because it's Jodie Foster, and I wasn't sure if that was what the timing was on that. Sorry.
I've got Network.
Yeah, because the dead guy beat out Stallone.
Yes. I'm just trying to check the list for anything else we've kind of missed along the way. Oh, the original Assault on Precinct 13.
Oh, very cool.
That year. Yeah.
Hey, did you know Peter Finch was actually the first actor to win the award posthumously?
Really?
Yeah. So there you go. We said the bad... Oh, you said the Bad News Bears. I'm taking a peek down the list here as well.
Yeah.
Logan's Run, which I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Murder by Death was a good one. We were talking about like what comedies were out, and that's one. Also Mother Jugs and Speed, which was Bill Cosby, Raquel Welch, and Harvey Keitel. Sorry, there's another. Oh, Marathon Man did come out that year. Okay, so that was that's the Is It Safe? So that's Dustin Hoffman, Laurence Olivier, Roy Scheider as well. Ode to Billy Joe, Pink Panther Strikes Again, going back to the comedies. Mel Brooks' Silent Movie came out that year. Let's see, Sybil, which would have been the multiple personality movie starring Joanne Woodward and Sally Field. And it's an interesting time for movies. There was a lot of sort of transformative stuff going on, but it seemed that there weren't a lot in the way of the comedies were sort of more of the zany kind.
Yeah.
And all right.
But as times get darker, that's usually the case, right?
Well, it's true, yeah.
Opt out for the most escapist stuff they can find.
Yeah, and, exactly. You
know, height of the Vietnam War, the number one rated show in America was I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
All right, I mentioned Holmes and Yo-Yo. All right, so I loved this show in grade one. and I was only allowed to watch one episode of it. But it was a comedy about a detective named Holmes who gets a new partner who is an android. And so he's teaching this partner of his how to pass for human. This actually came from a guy who was once a staff writer and executive producer on Get Smart. So kind of taking the character of Jaime and bringing him forward to this.
Power Inferno was 74, incidentally.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah. And I didn't see any of the disaster movies. Weird.
Yeah, I was just trying to find them. I mean, they may not have made the Mainless Smoking the Bandit 77.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Airport.
They gotta give us something.
Airport 70, Airport 75, Airport 77.
They skipped over 76.
Yeah. They saw us coming.
All right, let's talk TV for a minute then.
Yep.
We mentioned, of course, Saturday Night Live. The Blues Brothers actually made their debut in January of 1976.
Really?
the movie The Sound of Music was televised for the first time on ABC. I have still never seen it.
Wow.
They did a, there was a
interesting brag.
Well, you know, it's, I think I'm one of the few. That's why. Let's see here. Helter Skelter aired in April. It was a two-part TV movie on CBS about the Charles Manson case based on Bugliosi's book.
Right.
It's also the year that SNL producer Lorne Michaels made an on-air offer to pay the Beatles $3,000. Yeah, to, he was going to pay them $3,000.
Right there, you don't even have to split it up evenly if you want to bring less. It's entirely up to you.
Exactly, and the funny thing is that Lennon and McCartney were actually watching the show together over at Lennon's place and considered wandering down there to get the check. Family Feud started that year.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that.
And let's see here. Okay, so other shows that were on. American Bandstand was still on. Edge of Night, General Hospital. Schoolhouse Rock was still running. The $6 Million Man, Happy Days, Beretta.
Oh,
Robert Blake. Barney Miller, which I mentioned, Ryan's Hope, Tom and Jerry, Welcome Back Cotter, which we mentioned, Charlie's Angels started that year. Over on CBS, we had Hawaii Five-0, Mary Tyler Moore, 1970 to 1977. I thought it was later than that, but 70 to 77. All in the Family was still on the go. It ran 71 to 79.
Right.
The Bob Newhart Show. This would have been Bob and Suzanne Plachette, where he played a psychiatrist.
Right.
And so that ran 72 to 78. Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, 72 to 84. MASH, 72 to 83. Maud, you were right, 72 to 78, so we were still in that window. The Waltons, which we mentioned, you mentioned Barnaby Jones, that was 73 to 1980. Starring, of course, the Tin Man, or no, the guy who couldn't, Buddy Ebsen, Jed Clampett, who couldn't be the Tin Man because he had an allergic reaction to the makeup. In Wizard of Oz. Kojak. Who loves you, baby?
Who loves you, baby?
Good Times, which I mentioned, which was another, which was a spinoff of Maude. So it was a spinoff of a spinoff.
Oh.
Because Florida was Maude's maid in the early seasons. Rhoda, which was a spinoff of Mary Tyler Moore, ran 74 to 78.
Yeah.
And her doorman Carlton was voiced by the same guy who does the voice of Garfield.
Yeah. Peter Venkman sounding dude.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Boom, Bill in there.
Nice. The Jeffersons, which ran 75 to 85. Phyllis was another spinoff of Mary Tyler Moore, ran 75 to 77. And One Day at a Time ran 75 to 84.
That's quite the window.
Yeah, but we were in it. And that one we did mention. So over on NBC, Meet the Press, Today Show, Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, The Doctors, Another World, Days of Our Lives, Kimba the White Lion, Kimba, The Wonderful World of Disney, McLeod, I think. Did you mention McLeod?
I thought we did.
You definitely mentioned McMillan and Wife, and that was definitely on.
Okay.
Emergency.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
I loved that one. Sanford and Son, which I mentioned.
Yeah.
The Tomorrow Show, which was actually Tom Snyder. It was, it was a late night interview show that Tom Snyder did. Right. Chico and the Man, which ran 74 to 78.
You called that one.
Yeah, Columbo.
Yeah. Charlie's Angels in there somewhere?
Yes, if we said that one. It started that year. Yeah, it was on ABC. NBC? It's on one of them. I know we mentioned it because I said, yeah, it started that year. And I just can't see which one it was on. There it is. ABC. Yeah. 76 to 81. Columbo, which we mentioned. The Dean Martin Celebrity Roasts.
Of course they were going full swing.
Yeah. Little House on the Prairie would have been in its third season. Policewoman, starring Angie Dickinson.
Oh, wow.
Ran 74 to 78. The Rockford Files was indeed still on. It ran 74 to 80. We mentioned SNL, of course. Sesame Street, 1969 is when it started. So, but it was definitely still on. And I missed the alley-oop because, of course, when you mentioned Sesame Street, I should have immediately mentioned The Electric Company because that was a big one for me at that age. It ended in 1977, so you might have missed out on a lot of The Electric Company. But, man, I watched the hell out of it as a kid.
Oh, I missed that one, Electric Company.
Oh, it was great. You know, you had, like, the Spidey Super Stories and Morgan Freeman as Easy Rider. You had, what's her name? EGOT winner. God damn it. How am I missing her name? And, you know, West Side Story. The new version of One Day at a Time. It's going to bug me. But she would start it off with a, hey, you guys. And I'm going to have to look this up now. Because good grief. Good grief, I say. Come on, Netflix site, boot up. Rita Moreno. Yeah, Rita Moreno. Yeah, I got it before it came up, at least. Yeah. Okay, so
she's been back all over the place the last couple of years. It's
oh really yeah, funny. Oh yeah, because she's awesome and a bona fide EGOT winner.
Yep. All right.
Wait. There's more. In syndication, Candid Camera was running, Truth or Consequences, The Lawrence Welk Show, The Mike Douglas Show, Hee Haw.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And Soul Train.
Oh, so Solid Gold, was that on too?
I think that started a bit later.
Right.
But not far off, like, because I remember watching it at like 8 or 9. Because, like, the first hosts on it were Andy Gibb and Marilyn McCoo, I think. I can't believe I remember that. other things, Laverne and Shirley had indeed started that year.
Yeah.
Some of the... Croft Super Show was on. Sid and Marty Croft, it was there. They had basically a Saturday morning. They owned the whole thing. And so in the first season was Dr. Shrinker, where a bunch of guys got trapped on an island with this doctor who shrunk people, hence the name. It had Wonderbug, Bigfoot and Wild Boy, which I think came in a little bit later, and it was, you know, basically about like a Sasquatch and this boy who'd been brought up in the wild. And Magic Mongo, who was basically like a genie that in a Hawaiian shirt kind of thing.
because you asked for it.
Yeah, right. And also, more significantly, Electro Woman and Dyna Girl.
Oh yeah, they're back, eh?
They have been back, yeah. And so the original was actually Deidre Hall, famed soap opera actress, and one time Wilfred Brimley daughter and Shannon Doherty mother in some show that they were on. I don't remember the name of the show, but she was the mom. Anyway, so yeah, the Croft Super Show, like that was a sort of a staple when I was when I was growing up. And the guy who did who played Magic Mongo, he also played H.R. Puff and Stuff, and he was the original voice of Scrappy Doo, and he also held the title role in Inch High Private Eye. There were a lot of people that showed up on these things that would later show up in other places. And of course, Billy Barty was the evil little person assistant of Dr. Shrinker. Yeah, well, that's crazy stuff. And Captain Cool and the Kongs, Michael Lembeck, who directed a ton of episodes of Friends. He's directed a ton of sitcoms over the years. But he was also noted as an actor playing, Captain Cool. But later he would play Mackenzie Phillips' husband on One Day at a Time. And another one that was out, the Brady Bunch Variety Hour. And Donnie and Marie.
Oh, those two. Jeez.
She was a little bit country and he was a little bit rock and roll. And I remember watching that as a kid. Like, it was like, on Friday night, are we going to be home in time to watch Donnie and Marie? I was six. I was six. Give me a break. Yeah, so that was kind of one of the, like, so that Croft Super Show was a big part of the Saturday mornings. They also had Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle, Monster Squad, Jabberjaw, and the Scooby-Doo Show, and the Scooby-Doo Dino-Mutt Hour, which means we would have been in Blue Falcon time. I mentioned The Muppet Show. Quincy. Jack Klugman was in Quincy at the time. The McLean Stevenson Show. Oh, poor McLean Stevenson. He was a show killer long before there was a Ted McGinley. was on in 76, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Oh, yes. You've seen the trailers for the documentary right now?
I can't wait to see it. Yeah. It looks wonderful. Fantastic. Yeah. I love that he's really getting sort of this, of all times you need a guy who knows what it's like to be a good neighbor, right?
Yeah.
Marcus Welby, M.D.,
oh, yes.
The Rookies, which I think it ended that year. It was like a police procedural. Anyway, so there we go. A couple of notable things Paul Scheer was born that year. They have a list of people who were born. Charlie Day from Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there we go. All right. Let's move into music.
Yeah, this should be interesting.
All right. And we might actually be able to deliver on our promise.
Hey, it could happen.
All right. 1976 in music. Gloria Gaynor. Let's look at what were the big songs. What were the big songs? Give me like the biggest hit singles of that year. Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers. Convoy by C.W. McCall.
Oh, wow.
Love Roller Coaster by the Ohio Players. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, which Jan heard a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And she'd never heard it before. And she's like, have you heard this? Have you heard this? this song by Paul Simon? It's fantastic. He sounds great. And she plays it, and I'm like, that's been around forever.
Top 100 was Wings, Silly Love Songs.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Yeah, because I see, and I remember as a kid, this is where I was first aware of stuff coming on the radio, and that would have been one of them. Of course, John Sebastian had a hit single with his theme from Welcome Back, Kotter. Boogie Fever by the Silvers. Oh, this is the year that Starland. It always makes me think of Casey McCall on Sports Night, where he's like, "Come on, I'm cool. I've got the set with the hits of the '70s in my car," and where he said about how the Starland vocal band singers of the song "Afternoon Delight" won Best New Group at the Grammys.
Yeah,
over Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Yeah.
Elton John, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Oh, yeah, of course, because it was in the opening credits. Valerie Bertinelli doing an impression of him doing that song was in the opening credits of One Day at a Time for a few years. Let's see. Play That Funky Music.
Yep. Well, sure.
Yeah.
December 1963, Oh What a Night by the Four Seasons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's such a great song.
Disco Lady by Johnny Taylor. Not familiar.
This would have been the album that we had, right? Where it had like Play That Funky Music on it, and maybe ours came out. Maybe the one I had came out a bit later, because I think it had a disco version of the Star Wars theme on it. A Fifth of Beethoven, which Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band, so it was like a disco-ish version of Beethoven's Fifth. Disco Duck by Rick Dees and his cast of idiots.
Oh, boy.
If You Leave Me Now by Chicago. Steve Miller Band had a hit with Rockin' Me.
Oh, yeah.
Rod Stewart, I mentioned Tonight's the Night. Not to be confused with Tonight I'm Yours, which came out about 5 years later.
Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah. I can't believe we missed that.
Right through our fingers.
Mamma Mia, ABBA. Dancing Queen, also from them.
Yeah.
Fernando as well. They did well that year.
You Sexy Thing, Hot Chocolate.
Oh, yes. You're
famous by During the Full Monty.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly.
Shake, 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 Shake Your Booty by Casey and the Sunshine Band. Eagles, Take It to the Limit.
Yeah.
Commodore, Sweet Love.
As I mentioned, like that was the year that Hotel California came out. Yeah. Other hit singles. All By Myself by Eric Carmen. I mentioned Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols. Peter Frampton had Baby, I Love Your Way. Kiss, it was definitely Destroyer because they had a hit with Beth.
Yes.
Manfred Mann had their version of Springsteen's Blinded by the Light, which far eclipsed Springsteen's version. I mean, their version is still in constant rotation. Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy. Heart with Crazy on You.
Oh, nice.
Cliff Richard, Devil Woman. Peter Frampton, Do You Feel Like We Do? I was right. Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper. As well as Garth Algar's favorite song, Dreamweaver by Gary Wright. And here's one that, again, going back to the, I mentioned the Dazed and Confused soundtrack. And one thing I forgot that was on that is, of course, Fox on the Run by Sweet.
Yeah.
Which came out that year.
That is a classic song.
Absolutely. Happy Days was a hit by Pratt and McLean with Brother Love. Because, of course, that was the year that they switched that to be the theme for the TV show as opposed to Rock Around the Clock. Hurricane by Bob Dylan about Reuben Carter.
I love Hall & Oates, She's Gone.
Oh, what a great tune.
Yeah.
I Love to Boogie by T-Rex. I Never Cry by Alice Cooper. I Wish by Stevie Wonder, which would later be sampled in Will Smith's Wild Wild West theme. Let's see here. What else? What else that's, that really kind of stands out? Open Up the Door. You know, I remember this one. This was the one McCartney song that my dad knew, was the Somebody's Knocking at the Door, Somebody's Ringing the Bell. Do Me a Favor, Let Him Come In. McCartney and Wings.
Right. The Who, Squeezebox.
I thought that was earlier than this. That's fantastic.
Steve Miller Band, Take My Name. Well, this is the top 100, so it might have been released ahead of this.
Yeah.
And this was when it was charting, so.
Yeah.
Some of this could be a little off, I guess.
And again, going back to, but we're talking about when it was a hit, so.
Yeah.
Love Hurts, Nazareth. Again, going back to that Days of Confused soundtrack. Love to Love You Baby by Donna Summer. Buzz Skaggs with The Lowdown. Magic Man by Heart. Money, Money, Money by ABBA. Oh, Boston. Boston came out that year with More Than a Feeling and that whole album. That was when that came out. More Than a Feeling, Long Time, Peace of Mind, all that stuff. Let's see here. Muskrat Love by the Captain and Tennille.
Yeah.
The theme from Young and Restless was a hit that year.
It's an unexpected one.
Yeah. The live version of Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. And, oh, I was right. Rhiannon did come off the self-titled album in 1975. So this was the year that they spent doing a lot of cocaine and recording Rumors. Another Hall & Oates song from that year is Sarah Smile. Kiss with Shout It Out Loud. Peter Frampton with Show Me the Way. Queen, Somebody to Love. Any other ones that stand? Oh, the Doobie Brothers song that I could not name, but it was a Michael McDonald song, is Taking It to the Streets. And I'm not going to try and do an impression of Michael McDonald because Kenneth from 30 Rock does it so much better. what else? What else? What else? Year of the Cat by Al Stewart. Oh, love that tune. And Queen, You're My Best Friend, which is why, you know, that song and Another One Bites the Dust is why John Deacon was like, I don't need to tour with you guys anymore. I'm done. Because he wrote both of those. So there we go. 1976 in a nutshell. And in just ever so slightly over an hour. So let's wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So comments, as always, are welcome at popandcrap@gmail.com. You can join the conversation on our Facebook page, Pop and Crap. Just search Pop and Crap, PopNCRAP on the Facebooks, and you'll find us.
We're findable.
Yeah, Facebook.com/ Pop and Crap.
The Facebook page is slowly growing. We're starting to get folks popping up and commenting with their own lists after some of our draft episodes, and that's really entertaining to see the stuff that we miss and what other people would get. It certainly is a highlight in my workday to see what other people are sharing. So
cool.
Please swing on by.
Yeah, and we're on the Twitter. We are Pop and Crap. And in addition to all those things, you can head over to our website, popandcrap.com, where you can leave a comment on this or any episode. Scott?
And, I mean, I can't imagine who we might have offended with some of our missteps through 76. And please go easy on us. We were children. gosh, I'd hope to hate to hope that anybody got all that offended in there, because at the end of the day, it's all just popping crap.